Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, last week I talked about the Tony nominations just as they were being announced. Well, by now folks are, they're focusing on, you know, the omissions, the snubs, including some very big starry names like James Corden, Neil Patrick Harris, and Bobby Cannavale. All were in art and all were great. The TV legends, Cynthia Nixon and Jean Smart, who both had big roles this season. Matter of fact, everyone but Cynthia Nixon got up for Marjorie Prime. Taraji P. Henson and Cedric the Entertainer and Joe Turner has come and gone. Nope. And Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, who gave us the latest Waiting for Godot. Nope. Perhaps most startling to some was the omissions of John Bernthal and Ebon Moss-Bachrach, both known from The Bear on TV, from Dog Day Afternoon, which did not have a good Tony Day, by the way. Frankly, I was more surprised by Jessica Henton not getting a supporting nomination for that one. And Adrian Brody, only a year away from his second Oscar for Best Actor, didn't make the Tony list for Fear of 13. But I still say the biggest omission is Lea Michele in Chess. She is powerful in the show, and hey, she saved Funny Girl a few seasons back. Overall, folks are zeroing in now on Death of a Salesman and Giant for Best Drama, John Lithgow and Nathan Lane for Best Actor, Ragtime and Cats Jellicoe Ball for Best Musical Revival. Now, personally, I turned on my TV set this week to finally watch Shmigadoon, which has been turned into an original Broadway musical, the weakest category, by the way. Well, it was fun, and apparently it works on stage. Meanwhile, in other Broadway news, Adrienne Warren will take over for Cara Young in Proof. Both are great actresses. Cara, of course, has won countless Tonys. And the producers of The Book of Mormon have announced that performances of that longtime hit will be canceled now through May 17th. This is a result of a three-alarm fire at the O'Neill Theater, which left one firefighter with minor injuries. One more Broadway update. A six-time Emmy Award-winning actress Maya Rudolph will extend her run as Mary Todd Lincoln in the Tony Award-winning hit comedy, Oh, Mary. Rudolph made her Broadway debut in that show on April 28th, breaking two all-time box office records in her first week. Anyway, that's my Rudolph, Oh Mary. Several shows, by the way, have put up their closing notices, so it's a good time to go to a box office, and you might be surprised how little you have to pay. Now, as for off-Broadway, as in Brooklyn first, here is one that sounds intriguing. The Post Office makes its New York premiere at BAM on May 16th. In this one, the ghost of Benjamin Franklin, the first U.S. Postmaster General, is drawn into a contemporary conflict among co-workers in a one-room post office. They talk gay marriage, free speech, racial and class divides, and democracy itself in a new opera by composer Laura Kaminsky. Sounds intriguing. Again, that is at BAM. I also hear good things about an off-Broadway show called Peculiar Patriot. That's a one-woman piece at New York Theater Workshop. Now, I remain on the West Coast, where I saw two shows at the same theater this week, that theater being the Odyssey in West Los Angeles. It draws a very loyal and, shall we say, very mature audience. Hey, God bless them. The first show I saw there was called Hymn, H-Y-M-N, written by Lolita Chakrabarty. It's up till June 14th. It's pleasing the audiences. Two fine actors, Jason Delane and Chuma Galt, play, well, I don't want to give too much away, but brothers of a sort. There is humor here and some touching moments. It's directed by Gray T. Daniel, whose company, Lower Depth Theater, co-produces this. Daniel has done countless other plays, many dealing with racial issues. Him is in the smaller of two venues at the Odyssey. The other is offering Picasso, Le Monstre Sacre. I guess that means sacred monster, starring Peter Tate as that great and somewhat mysterious artist. He does a good job in this solo performance. Not a great show for feminists, by the way. Tate told me that after this performance, he'll be bringing it to La Mama off-Broadway, so we'll follow that one there. Anyway, theater is alive and well on the West Coast, despite what many think, more than a dozen smaller stages, if you know where to find them. Now, on another subject, I just want to say there was a beautiful story on CBS's Sunday news program about CBS radio in particular. Hey, I guess the name's Ed Murrow and his boys, as they were called during World War II, string a bell. Anyway, in a wider way, though, it was about the value of radio, not podcasts, but actual radio, the kind we all grew up with. Hey, I still remember the day my brother and I heard our names called on KFWB. We had just won a contest guessing what would be on the top 10 list the next week. Thank you, All in the Game by Tommy Edwards. That was our upset pick. Our winnings? Well, we had the entire top 40 at our door the next day. It makes me proud of what we do here, and I hope I'm able to contribute. And lastly, I just watched the new TV film starring Sally Field called Remarkably Bright Creatures. It's very touching and well done. And what a career Sally Field has had. Movies, two Oscars, Norma Rae, ring a bell, multiple TV series, Emmy Award, Remember Sybil. And on stage, I saw her in a great glass menagerie production on Broadway and in Edward Albee's Goat, GOAT. She's turning 80, and Sally Field remains one of our treasures. Anyway, find a treasure in your area, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.